All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Who's Talking, my partner Jim Hobgood, seated to my right. And we've got Jason Williford with us on air, the UVA assistant basketball coach. And I'm going to turn it over to Jim.
Yeah, Jason, maybe several questions here where you can give us relatively short answers. Calvin Baker's knee, 100% yet? Do we have Jason on the line here? Jason, I'm sorry. We thought we had you on. I was just going to say, we got several maybe shorter answer questions to shoot at you here. Calvin Baker's knee, is it 100% at this stage?
He's about 95%.
Good.
Okay. Jamil Tucker, I know he's back on the team now. Do you see him playing an active role on the floor at any point in time?
Jamil's been practicing. That's a decision that Coach Bennett's going to make here in the very near future, but he's been positive and working hard.
Jontel Evans, it seemed like, particularly down at Auburn, he had, I thought, a really, really good game. The announcers made reference to the energy he brings to the floor, defense. So he looks like he's going to be a contributor.
He will be. Yes, he will. And he's been a pleasant surprise.
And Will Sherrill, speaking of pleasant surprises, I think a lot of us, there are very few guys that can be looked at and say he won the game for us, but the Cleveland State game, which I thought was a huge win, you have to give Will Sherrill a lot of credit for that victory.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, again, another pleasant surprise. But, you know, to those two kids' credit, they've worked extremely hard, and, they're getting what they deserve.
Talk about the next five games. I think we have a caller here in a minute, but just real quick, Jason. I mean, you know, here's Jim's hope was to get the ACC play at 10-3. I know your hope was to get there at 13-0. We're 4-4.
Absolutely, I want to win them all.
We're 4-4 now. I see the next five home games as critical that the Cavs need to find a way to win them all.
Yeah, you know, in his exam break, winter break, this is a time where we're coming out of exams. Kids should be fresh. And it's a time to just play basketball, and I would agree. I think they're huge, and hopefully we can get them all. We're gonna work at it, but I think we're gonna go win. And our expectations are that we're going to try to win every single one of those.
Yeah, that's the old coach speak. Win them all, but take one at a time, and
absolutely,
respect all and fear none. The old, the chalkboard type stuff. I think we got a caller that Frank's going to bring on.
Okay.
Yes, I think Jim is on the line. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't have a basketball question to be quite honest. I had a baseball question.
Well, if you don't mind holding a second, let's finish what we're doing with Jason, then we can come back to you if that's all right. All right, Jason.
Although, us basketball guys, we know it all about baseball.
I'm not sure you could have fired
that one at Jason and Hopper. We're all over baseball.
I can help with that. I'm a huge Pirate fan, and we haven't been good for a
long
time.
So how did you become a Pirate fan living down? I'm from Western PA. I'm a Pirate fan, and it has been a little bit disappointing for the last 30 years.
Absolutely. 30 years, for as long as I can remember. Pop Stargell and that crew was the last time
of course, this was when you were a tiny little boy. But I was at Game 7 of that 79 World Series. So we're getting off the UVA subject here.
I know. My mother's from Pittsburgh. That's
I got you. Okay. I see.
Hey, Jason, back in 1995, Jim already referenced the 25 wins and the trip to the Elite Eight. We were wondering a couple things. And one of our callers left us this message. He wanted to understand about, what were some of the ingredients that made that team so successful. And Bill specifically asked about toughness.
Yes.
How will you guys incorporate some of the things that you guys were able to do back in 95, and how will you bring back some of that toughness to the current edition?
Well, I think our defensive philosophies are the same, both Jeff Jones and Tony Bennett. We're going to play hard-nosed, man-to-man defense, and we're going to recruit tough kids, and we're going to work hard defensively. It also helps to have a Junior Burrow and a Corey Alexander and a Harold Dean and a Curtis Staples. When you can get talent like that, that goes a long way.
Don't forget Uri.
Uri Barnes, Cornell Parker. I mean, I could go on. Chris Alexander. I could go on for days.
And Jason Williford, of course.
Mr. Blue Guy himself.
But, it's great to have talent. We've got to recruit our butts off. But I think the defensive philosophies are what's going to make us successful again.
Jason, before we let you go, you mentioned tough man-to-man defense. I'm trying to remember. I'm old and I forget. I think at the end of one of the recent games, Virginia went zone. Talk to me a little bit about Coach Bennett's philosophy about using zone once in a while and maybe even a little junk defense occasionally, a little box and one if the situation – we think back to the Penn State game, and maybe that was a situation where a box and one would have had some benefit.
I'm not sure. I mean, we could have thrown the entire bench at Battle that night. He was just on fire in the second half. Tony's he believes in man-to-man defense. We actually did that at Auburn, and we actually got some stops. But he's not much of a gimmick guy. He believes in sound man-to-man. Occasionally, you may see some zone, but very little. I mean, it was just very similar to what Jeff did when we were here. And if we have to sprinkle in a zone to just give them a different look, we may do that from time to time. But we're about 99.9% man-to-man.
Jason, several of our callers and emailers have asked, what was your favorite moment or favorite game as a Cavalier basketball player?
I got way too many, but there's a few. UNC here, I want to say my third year. They were ranked nationally. Obviously, Kansas, my fourth year, being able to go to the Elite Eight. And there was just so many. Winning the NIT my first year. Duke my fourth year, double overtime, coming back down 20, beating them in Cameron. There's just so many. But the biggest thing was we loved each other. We were great teammates on and off the court. We had tremendous chemistry, and I think that was part of our success.
Well, I remember those games well, and it was a lot of fun following your teams. I think Jim is ready for a question.
Well, yep. I was just going to almost wrap up this segment, I think, unless we want to take a caller
We have one
last caller. Let's let the caller get in and see if he has a basketball question for Jason Williford.
I think this Chuck. Chuck, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Chuck, what's your question?
Well, Jason kind of hit on. I was going to ask how the chemistry was in the group we got now. Who's the best shooter and who's the team leaders?
Well, chemistry is great. The kids, they off the court, they're always together. Best shooter, I put my money on Jeff Jones and Sammy Zaglinski right now. They're neck and neck. And you know what? Will Sherrill can make a case for that. We got some pretty good players. And then our leaders, Calvin Baker's a leader. Jerome Mayensi, who's been here, has been great. Right. He's so positive. And then Sammy's been a leader. So, we're getting some very good leadership.
Jason, we really are delighted to have you with us. This will not be your last visit, hopefully, to Who's Talking as the season progresses. We'd love to have you again, but we do thank you for joining us tonight. Good luck in the next several games. We'll look forward to seeing you at the games and getting some Cavalier victories here. And listeners, we will be back in a moment after these words from our sponsors.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jason.